The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Prosperous and booming Budapest in the early 1900s seemed like an unlikely setting for a play about poverty and destitution. At that time, Hungary's most celebrated composer, Ferenc Molnár's new play, Lilium, about a working-class man stealing to provide for his family, received a cool reception from the thriving Hungarian community. I'm really into this intro, by the way, and I'm only two paragraphs in. Despite this, through sheer determination, Molnár's play was ultimately a success. American composers Rodgers and Hammerstein acquired the rights to the play and they adapted it to give it a new name. It was called Carousel, which brings us to today's The Lyric is the Thing with Paul Harrington as we look at one of the most iconic triumph over adversity anthems of all time. It's You'll Never Walk Alone, which isn't from The Cop, but from the 1940s music Carousel. Paul, good morning to you.
I tell you, you're a marvellous man. Fair play to you. Yes, the old Liverpool fans have that etched into their hearts, all right. Good morning, Jonathan. It's Liverpool's signature tune, as you know, but it has become something much bigger over the years as a song and an anthem of hope and resilience, you know, from the Hillsborough disaster to 9/11 and right up to COVID-19 frontline workers. And of course, the human race nowadays, because we're all fighting against this bloody nonsense. But however, you could say it's a song that has perennial resonance. So it's a bit of a journey, all right, from Budapest to America and then back to Anfield. So joining the dots, as I say, between Billy Bigelow, Bill Shankly, Jerry Marsden, and even Ed Sullivan from The Ed Sullivan Show. It's been an interesting journey. Now, as you said, Molnár's perseverance, it really finally got his play off the ground in countries. Don't forget, Budapest was thriving. They didn't want to hear anything about you know, people not being well off. So, you know, in the less well-off places in Europe, it starts to take off. And even eventually then, audiences in Budapest, they warmed to it after World War One. So that was the analysis of it at the time. But now, move 30 years on from that, and Oscar Hammerstein II, he then wrote these fantastic lyrics. So this is where this song became introduced. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. Now, the play, the original play in Budapest was a much darker affair, but Rodgers and Hammerstein, they adapted it, made it more palatable, telling the story of a guy called Billy Bigelow, who was a carousel barker. If you've seen the movie, there was a romance with Julie Jordan, that was the character. They lost their jobs and he had no way of providing for Julie and their unborn child. He takes part in a robbery, a bad decision because it goes wrong, and he loses his life accidentally. But Billy's given a second chance to return to Earth, to write some things with his family and his daughter, of course. You'll Never Walk Alone in this movie. It's sung to Billy's wife after his death. And the power of the song, as I say, would melt a heart of stone. But we still have a bit of a way to go before we get to Anfield.
Yeah, obviously we do. Look, it was the 60s, the Beatles, Cilla Black, all big stars from Liverpool, but it was one of the lesser known stars that made this song the most famous song in the city. And it was Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers. And I think he only passed away this year, didn't he?
He did, actually, yeah, early January there at 78. But Paul McCartney actually posted a note on social media. He was talking about it, obviously, his condolences, but saying how Jerry and the Pacemakers were the Beatles' main rivals at the time, and that they had their first three records were all number ones. And speaking of number ones, by the way, Anfield was one of the very first football grounds, if not the first, to have a PA system, or a tannoy as they called it at the time, for announcements. A couple of versions of this story, but anyway, this is my one. They decided to put it to better use, and each week they brought in a DJ who would play the top 10 records from what was probably called the Hit Parade then. And this was before — they still do it, by the way — they play them before the game to warm up the crowd. And of course, one of these three number ones that Sir Paul was referring to was You'll Never Walk Alone. Luckily, it was number one for many weeks, and it caught on, you see. And then even when it went out of the chart, the crowd just they took to it and they started to continue to sing it. Now, that's how the supporters picked up on the song. And then when I was researching this, I read that Ed Sullivan, of TV, American TV iconic fame and all that jazz, he had a hand in it too. And, you know, the relationship with the song and Liverpool Football Club became consolidated. And this is apparently through a meeting of Jerry Marsden and Bill Shankly, of course, you remember he was the legendary manager of Liverpool back then. And they all were on the Ed Sullivan Show. How that happened, I don't know. But I quote Jerry Marsden, and he was saying, I was with Bill Shankly doing the Ed Sullivan Show. All of the team came to see it. And I said to Ed, let's bring the boys on stage and we'll sing You'll Never Walk Alone. He said, we sang it to 66 million viewers. God be with the days. And as we walked off the set, Bill Shankly said to me, he said, Jerry, my son, I gave you a football team, he said, and you've given me a song. So that was that story.
So the song itself, I mean, they had the same management team as the Beatles with Brian Epstein. George Martin was the producer. Yeah. But why didn't they release it? Because it was going to be a great single, but they were reluctant.
Yeah, it's one of these record company things. They thought it was a little bit slow. And the problem is that Jerry and the Pacemakers had already had two number ones. So, again, it's a bit like that kind of thing. You want to have another number one. But so they wanted to keep the momentum up, you see. And what they did was, you know, this is an interesting story because they did eventually release it as a single. But I want to go back to something very quickly that would have scuppered the whole thing. And this is really how Jerry discovered it. Jerry and the Pacemakers, they were doing shows in the afternoons and evenings in the Cameron Club, very famous club in Liverpool. And, you know, they were exhausting and they would take breaks during the day. And Jerry was hanging around on a rainy day. And he decided to go to the cinema, which was what you could frequently do. You could go and watch, you know, Laurel and Hardy. This is before your time, I know, but they used to have things called Follier Uppers. Because they had the main movie and then they had these Follier Uppers. So you could go in and, you know, kind of go in for a half an hour or whatever to kill a bit of time. Anyway, he fell asleep and then he woke up halfway through the main feature, which was Carousel, the movie at the time. He heard the song. He said it was so stirring. He said the lyrics were so stirring in the music. He said that it compelled him to bring it right back to the band. And, of course, the rest of that story is history. But, you know, it's been covered by any amount of people over the years. But probably the most notable in recent times was by, gone now, the late Captain Tom Moore. And he made a charity record. He made it with the help of Michael Ball and the NHS Choir. And that made him, believe it or not, another record breaker. At 100 years of age, he was the oldest artist to claim the number one spot in the UK. And he'd already made like more than 25 million sterling for charities. But of course, he made more money out of the single. But anyway, I'm going to have a go at Shorty. But as you know, I'm not that kind of belter type singer. So I in my research, my approach to the whole thing is informed by something that I'd read by Margaret Aspinall, who is the tireless campaigner for the Hillsborough Family Support Group. And she described the song, the song, it's so moving to us. It's like our prayer and it belongs to the families and the 96. And as it happens, it's only 5 days ago that the 32nd anniversary, I think it was last Thursday, of the Hillsborough disaster occurred. So I'm going to dedicate this to all of us, by the way, who are all feeling a little bit, you know, COVID and vaccine fatigued from, as I say, you know what. But the weather forecast is good. There's going to be sunshine during the week. And so let's keep the faith.
Indeed, let us do that. It really, really is a fantastic song. It stirs the heart. It's played before every game at Anfield, and it's one of the few pieces of music where even the television pundits who like the sound of their own voice fall silent so we could all hear it and be part of something special. So, Paul Harrington, it is over to you for You'll Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed
Paul Harrington, and You Will Never Walk Alone.